Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
College Board to hold legislative workshop. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette College Board of Trustees is holding a legislative workshop today, Thursday, August 31st, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Gillette College Pronghorn Center Flex Space. Legislators slated to attend the meeting include Wyoming Representatives Abby Angelos, John Baer, Ken Clouston, and Chris Knapp, along with Senator Eric Barlow. Four of the Gillette College trustees are expected to be present, including Allison Gee, Josh McGrath, Robert Palmer, and Larry Smith. A quorum will be present, but no action will be taken during the workshop. During the workshop, Dr. Janelle Oberlander, president of Gillette College, will update the delegation in attendance about the following topics: Gillette College's accreditation status, Wyoming Innovative Partnership Phase 2 funding, the college's partnership with the University of Wyoming, Gillette Community College District's use of the Kickstart Wyoming Tomorrow Scholarship, and an update on Gillette College's IT infrastructure. The public is also invited to sit in on the workshop. Game and Fish Commission to meet in Gillette. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission's next meeting is September 12th through the 13th in Gillette, Wyoming. The meeting will be held at the Camplex Frontier Hall. The public is invited to attend in person or online via Zoom. The public will also have a chance to speak to the commission on any matter. The commission will vote to approve management objectives for the Cooper Lake Pronghorn Herd Unit and the Paint Rock and Upper Powder River Mule Deer Herd Units, along with three regulations. Chapter 2, General Hunting Regulations, Chapter 42, Mountain Lion Hunting Seasons, and Chapter 28, Regulations Governing Big or Trophy Game Animal or Bird or Gray Wolf Damage Claims. Planned informational presentations by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department include an update on the employee housing project in Jackson, the proposed cool, warm water facility at Spee's Hatchery, and landowner licenses. The commission will hear an overview of the department's recruitment, retention, and professional development program. Game and Fish will also recognize employees with annual awards. To participate via Zoom, links to join the meeting for each day are available on the commission webpage. The full agenda and all presentations are available on the Game and Fish website. The agenda is subject to change, and items may be presented earlier or later than the listed times. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.